Okay, welcome. My name is Divine. This is episode 48 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And this podcast is going to be titled Laziness. We're going to be talking about laziness. Today is the 31st day of December 2021. God has been wonderful to us. I am really glad for what God has been doing amongst us. This is the 48th podcast. You know, this website started this year. And I'm grateful for where God has led us. And I'm really thankful again for all of you that listen to this. It's my prayer that 2022 will be your best year yet, in the name of Jesus. So today for our podcast, and I guess I go ahead and wish you Happy New Year as well. Wish you Happy New Year. So our podcast today, again, is going to be on laziness. And I'm going to use an anchor scripture that God really used to speak to me this morning. And it's Proverbs 19, verse 24. Proverbs 19, verse 24, it says, a sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. I'll read it again. It's the New International Version. Proverbs 19:24. A sluggard buries his hand in the dish. He will not even bring it back to his mouth. Who is a sluggard? A sluggard is a person that is lazy, right? The thing is, laziness is a big epidemic in the world today, even in Christendom. Laziness is a very, very big epidemic, right? The thing is, I feel like this message is especially pertinent since we're entering into a new year, right? Many people don't realize this, but being lazy is very expensive. It robs you of your destiny. It robs you of many things that you could be enjoying in life, right? Because think about it. If you are burying your hand in a dish, that means some kind of provision has been made for you. You have food available to you. You have some kind of harvest available to you. But are you willing to participate in that harvest? Are you willing to pick up those things that have been given to you? If you're not, then that's one component of being lazy. The thing is, many people don't realize this, but God has actually created great blessings for them. He has actually played his part. They're like, oh, God is wicked. God is not doing his job in my life, da, 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 da. But God has actually played his part. He has actually made provision for you. But the thing is, you actually have to go and take that provision. It's almost like there is a harvest sitting out there for you. But for you to enjoy that harvest, you need to actually go and harvest that thing, right? Some people want God to just put money directly in their bank account, or let money just fall from heaven and fall into their homes. Brethren, that is not the way God works. Our God is a miracle worker. He's not a magician, right? Because think about it. If, for example, you have children and everything they need, you just give them. Oh, dad, I want this. Boom, you give it to them. Mom, I want this. Boom, you give it to them. And you don't teach them the value of working for things, then those children are going to come out in society as very undisciplined members of society. And you don't want that. So that's not the way God works. The thing is, for many things in life, there's a part for God to play, and then there's a part for you to play, right? So this sluggard in Proverbs 19:24, God has literally provided a dish for him. But because of laziness, he's not willing to reap the benefits of that dish. He's not putting it into his mouth, right? So I'm challenging you today. What has God laid in your path? What has God laid in your path? What blessing has God laid in your path? What gifts, what talents has God given unto you? What are you using those gifts for? Has God given you the gift of teaching and you're not spending time teaching his word to people, explaining things to people? Has God given you the gift of public relations? What has God placed in your life? Let me tell you this. There's no person on this earth that doesn't have something that he can give to the world. Are you engaging those gifts for profit, right? Remember the parable of the talents in the New Testament, right? There was one that got 5 talents, he doubled it. There was one that got 2 talents, he doubled it. There was a person that got 1 talent, he buried it. A person that is a sluggard, a person that is lazy, is burying their talents. That person is burying their destiny. Because some people may be living in poverty. They don't realize that, wow, God has actually made provision for them to not be poor. But because they are not engaging those things that God has placed in their hands, they are not able to enjoy any kind of profit, right? There's this part in the book of Psalms that says, thou prepare that God prepares a table before you in the presence of your enemies. God has literally set a table before you. What are you doing with the things that God has set on that table? Right? You see some people, many of us, you know, we know this expression that, oh, you see some people, they are leaving dollars on the table. They are leaving money on the table. Literally, you leave money on the table when you are lazy. Right? And let me tell you this, our God, the God that we serve, is not a God of waste. If you don't take advantage of the opportunities that God has given unto you, God is going to give those opportunities to somebody else. If you don't believe me, look at one of the parables in the New Testament where Jesus talked about a person that invited people to a great feast, right? He said, oh, go and, you know, come to this feast. There's food, the marriage feast of the Lamb and everything, right? And you see many people in that parable, they were like, oh, sorry, I just got a new farm. Well, I just got married. I just did this. I just did that. I just did this. I just did that. Right? And they didn't come and take advantage of that banquet. So he sent his angels. He was like, you know what? Go to the streets. Go under the bridges. Go and get these people in. Right? Basically, the opportunities, the blessings that you should have gotten, you're essentially handing them. You're literally being replaced. Right? You're literally being replaced. So I'm encouraging you, stop being lazy with the blessings that God has given unto you. Stop being lazy with the opportunities that God has given unto you. Right? Like if you're a student in school, a sluggard is a person that doesn't study. The thing is, whether you like it or not, if you study, it can bring you out of poverty. If you study, it can take you to a high level in life. Right? So again, answer that call today. Reap that harvest. The harvest has been provided for you. The blessings have been provided for you. What are you doing with the opportunities that God has placed in your hands? Are you throwing away those opportunities because of laziness? Because some of you may be like, okay, Divine, this parable you just cited, how does it apply? Well, let me tell you something. If, for example, God is saying, oh, why don't you start this new business? Or why don't you do this? Or why don't you do that? And you're like, oh God, I'm sorry. I need to sleep right now. Oh God, I'm sorry. You know what? I want to watch this show on Netflix. Oh God, you know what? I want to spend some time browsing Reddit. I want to spend some time on YouTube, on TikTok, right? The thing is, the time that you could have been spending reaping your harvest, you're ignoring God. You're ignoring that provision God has made for you. You're ignoring that harvest that God has for you. And guess what? God is then calling other people to come and reap that harvest that has been laying dormant. Because think about it. You don't want to leave food out for too long. If you leave food out for too long and no one is eating it, that food will go bad. And the God we serve does not like waste. I'll tell you that again. The God that we serve does not like waste. So I'm encouraging you today. What are those opportunities? Right? Jesus Christ said, I must do the will of him that sent me while it is day. The night comes when no man can work, right? What are you doing with the opportunities that God has placed in your lap? What are you doing with the opportunities that God has placed in your hands? Again, I encourage you today, answer that call of God. Don't be lazy. I'm telling you, hard work works. Hard work, especially when you are working hard in the right thing, it works. The Bible says, seest thou a man that is diligent in his business? The Bible says that he will stand before kings. He will not stand before mean men. If you want to stand before kings in life, if you want to be on the high places in life, you need to not be lazy. So, as we wrap up this year 2021 and we go into the year 2022, I want to tell you about a wonderful invitation, and that is the invitation to give your life to Christ. Jesus Christ is inviting you to a great banquet. Think about it. If you've lived 2021 not doing God's will, just living for yourself, living your life whichever way you want, this is a great opportunity. Again, the Bible says that now is the time of salvation. Let me tell you this. There is no better time than now to give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. And your 2022 will be a wonderful year. God is extending that invitation to you. Are you going to accept that invitation? Or are you going to ignore that invitation? You are being invited to the marriage feast of the Lamb. Are you going to accept that invitation? If you want to accept that, because think about it. The thing is, the Bible says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. All things are passed away. All things have become new. If you've lived your life in a very rough way in the past, let me tell you this. Jesus loves you. Jesus still loves you. He died for you on the cross to save you from sin. He's willing to turn your life around and give you a brand new beginning. He's willing to wipe away your sins. Even the Bible says that your sins, I will remember no more. God is willing to bring you into his family, give you a brand new beginning, bring you out from the valley and place you on the mountaintop. So if you want to accept that invitation today, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you this day. I confess that I am a sinner and I need your forgiveness. I believe that you died on the cross to set me free. Cleanse me, Lord, of all my sins. Wash me clean in your precious blood. Come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Make my 2022 glorious. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. And give me the grace to love you and to serve you all the days of my life. Thank you, Father, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. If you have just said that prayer, congratulations. You're a child of God. You have a brand new beginning. If you're still in 2021, the rest of your 2021 is going to be glorious. But I'm telling you, 2022 is going to be your best year yet. That is my prayer for you, that 2022 will be your best year yet. So what are the next steps to do now that you have come into the family of God? I'll encourage you, find the Bible, right? You can find the translation that works well for you. The New International Version, the New Living Translation, those are very easy translations to understand. You know, some people like the King James Version. I personally like the King James Version. But the New Living Translation, I also personally like that. In fact, for a lot of my Bible studies these days, I use the New Living Translation. Post things in very simple language. A good place to start is the book of John. Just read the Bible and do what it says. Do what it says. Do what it says. And you'll see your life take a turn for the better. And then also, one other thing I will say is seek community with other believers. Find a Bible-believing church, right? Find a Bible-believing church. Again, there are many churches that say that they believe in God, but they preach heresy. They go contrary to the word of God, right? Find a Bible-believing church, right? For me, I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. The Redeemed Christian Church of God actually has like thousands and thousands. I'll say probably like tens of thousands of parishes all over the world, right? But again, find a Bible-believing church. A place that truly teaches the word of God. Seek community with other believers. Do what God's word says and all will be well with you. So thank you for all the support this year. Thank you for joining me throughout the course of this year. By the grace of God, I will see you in the next podcast in the new year. It's my prayer that you will cross over to 2022 in joy, in peace, and in prosperity. And it's my prayer that 2022 will be your best year. In the name of Jesus. It is my prayer that all the pains, all the sufferings, all the failures that you have dealt with in 2021 on your past, the Lord will put them to an end and you will not go with them into 22. Your life is changed. Your life is transformed. You are set free from every form of bondage and you are moving forward in the name of Jesus. Have a wonderful rest of your day. God bless you and Happy New Year from the Divine Intervention Life Lessons Podcast. God bless you. Thank you.